the Joe and Alex Show. Hello, hello. This guy, bless his heart, but this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life to show somebody that you like them, but I think we've all been there. A guy bought coffee at a place called 7-Eleven. If you don't have one near you, I grew up with a 7-Eleven around me. It's just a convenience store. Mm-hmm. And he did this in Taiwan. He's a Taiwanese man. He was diagnosed with diabetes after buying coffee every day at a nearby 7-Eleven because he had a crush on the female employee. Now, listen, coffee by itself does not give you diabetes. If you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. But here's what he did. He was determined to get her attention and to make sure that she would remember him. I guess he came up with some kind of a plan to stand out. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'll make my order special so it'll stand out and she'll remember it. So he requested, hey, can I get 5 spoonfuls of sugar in my coffee? I guess surprised by the request, the woman apparently said, wouldn't that be too sweet? Which, yes, that would be too sweet. The man then replied, not as sweet as you.
Ooh, shoot.
The line worked on the woman. It gave her a smile. From that moment on, he kept on coming back to that same 7-Eleven to buy coffee with the same amount of sugar, 5 scoops of it every day from the same woman when she was working. However, things took a turn that nobody would suspect. The man received the news last week that, guess what he's got? He's got diabetes. And apparently it's from his high sugar intake. 5 spoons
wow.
a day? Come on, dude.
That is some effort, honestly. And honestly, I can't believe that girl. That girl never, you know, took the bait.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. Like, eventually, wouldn't you give up? That's a lot of money to sink into something. But I think we've all been there. I don't know if women do this. I feel like it's only a guy thing, but I'd love to hear from women if you've actually done this, because I want to hear your whole perspective at 833-JOE-ALEX. Have you ever kind of done something? Maybe you go to the same place over and over again. You're really interested in somebody. You're pursuing them, and you just keep on going back and back and back just to try to maybe make contact with them, to strike up a conversation,
yes.
to say something.
I have done this.
You have done it. Okay, good.
Yes.
Liv, kick it off for the ladies. What did you do?
I went to a yoga class like twice a week because I was interested in someone in the yoga class. And I'm not generally a big yoga person, but I would work out twice a day because I feel like I can't do yoga as just my core workout. Like
you
just
need
my
more.
Single. I need more because I need to get my heart rate through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And but so I would work out. I would leave the gym. I would go back later for the night yoga class. And I did it twice a week for literally like 3 months.
Did it work?
3 months. Yeah, it ended up working.
Oh, it did. Okay. I was afraid it wouldn't work out for you. Now, it did work. How did it go? Like, did you start out like on one side of the room and then each class got closer and closer? Or were you just side by side to him doing downward dog?
No. So we never like put our mats next to each other because he went with the friend and I went with the friend most times. But I mean, like, we just like would see each other and then like it was just like casual conversation. Like I would get my mat and then he would be right behind me. He'd be like, oh, like, sorry. Or like, oh, wow. Like, I like your shirt today or whatever it was. We started to like a little jibble jabber and then we saw each other out at the bars. And that was when like, you know, numbers exchanged, whatever. But I mean, nothing really ever happened from it. It ended up not being really my type, but...
Your friend that was going with you, did she know what you were trying to do?
Oh, 1,000%.
She's 1,000%. Like, let's do some more downward dog. We'll see if we can get Doug with the downward. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, you heard Liv's story. Do you have a similar thing where you tried to keep on running into somebody to maybe get their attention?
Yes, I did. Actually, when I was in high school, I used to date this guy, and he worked at Sonic. So, and he couldn't have his cell phone on him, so every time I'd come up there and I would want him to come out, I would order 3 tacos, because I always came in pairs. So when I ordered 3, he knew I was outside, so he can come out and take a break.
Oh, that's sneaky.
Now, did that relationship blossom and become something more?
Well, we dated for 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was a long relationship, but no, it's definitely over.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show at 833-JOE-ALEX. I remember that when I was trying to pursue a girl, she worked at Wendy's, and we would usually get food there anyways, but normally we'd all just hop in the drive-thru or something, but I would always go in on those days that she was there, and I just was broke as a joke, so I just got like a couple of junior cheeseburger deluxes, mm-hmm. but I always asked for extra ketchup. because she had to go back and grab it. Like ketchup packets.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, I got to go instead of the actual ketchup there. But I never had the courage, and this is where people fail. You have these plans, but you don't actually know how to execute them. Like, how do I take the extra ketchup request and turn that into something else?
See, that's the hard thing. That is so hard. And if it wasn't for, like, me seeing this guy out at, like, a bar, I would have never, it probably would have never gone to the next step. And I think about that all of the time. Like, I think about if, like, me and my boyfriend were to break up, how would I even get a new boyfriend? Like, I, you know, when I used to be in college, it was so easy because you were hanging out with people all the time, meeting new people all the time. But when you're like an adult and have like a career, you're not meeting new people all of the time.
No, definitely not. Hey, let's go to Kyle. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Kyle? What'd you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say that when I met my wife, before I met my wife, we worked at Chick-fil-A. And every time I'd want to try to, you know, to see her or even just, like, be next to her, closer, I didn't know her at the time, I'd always need, like, plastic forks back in the kitchen.
Okay.
And that was where she worked, was on the prep line making the salads, and all the forks were there. So every time I'd go back there, I would pretend I needed a fork for a customer or something. And she eventually told me, like, years later, that every time I'd go back there to get a fork, she would always look at my butt because
Ooh.
She thought my butt was very cute and everything.
Wow, I can't believe such immoral thoughts are happening at a Chick-fil-A. Kyle, how dare you? It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.